Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings in a thick cloud upon the mount. I hope you get this picture. It's pretty terrifying. A thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceedingly loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the neither part of the mount. In other words, out away from the mount. Remember, you touch it, you die. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended in it in a fire, the presence of God. And the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. When the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. By the way, it's pretty intense, isn't it? And the Lord came and down upon the Mount Sinai and on the top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. And the Lord said unto Moses, go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. In other words, they may try to see me, but it ain't happening. And let the priest also, which come near to the Lord, sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. Even the priest couldn't go up there. And Moses said unto the Lord, the people cannot come up to the Mount Sinai, for thou chargest us, saying, set bounds about the mount and sanctify it. And the Lord said unto him, away, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron with thee, but let not the priests and the people break through to come up unto the Lord, lest he break forth upon them. So what Moses went down unto the people and spake unto them. What a difference Jesus makes. And Paul is reminding those Jewish people, that's the way it was. But now it's so much different. It's so much better. I have a few things that I wanted to note quickly. The difference between Mount Sinai and Mount Zion. The Mount Sinai was fenced off. There was no trespassing, or the penalty would be death. We read that in verses 12 and 13. At Mount Sinai, they were commanded to wash their clothes and abstain from sexual relations. That's what it meant to come not unto your wives. Okay, abstain from sexual relations with your wives and wash your clothes. You see that in verse 14, 15. In verse 16, there were thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud. In verse 16 and 17, there's a sound of the trumpet commanding the people to meet with God in verses 16 and 17. In verse number 18, there was more smoke like a furnace, and then there was earthquakes. No wonder the people were terrified. In verse number 19, the trumpet sounded long, and it became louder and louder and louder until Moses would speak and God would answer him. That's in verse 19. And then in verse number 25, God spoke to Israel through Moses from Mount Sinai, but he warned them to stay away. And then I want you to see verse number 19. Look at verse number 19, when it said, when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and it waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered by him. That's what he's talking about. But the reaction was that they were terrified. Even Moses, look in verse number 20. And Moses said unto the people, go down, charge the people, lest they break through the gates, and many of them perish. And they were terrified. And even Moses himself was terrified, because in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse number 19, it says this, that he was exceeding afraid and trembling. So not only were the people of Israel afraid, even Moses was afraid, because if you make one wrong move, the penalty was death. What a difference Jesus makes. But note, another note I wanted before I go a little deeper. It's very interesting. All of this fear did not succeed in promoting holiness and moving the people, the hearts of the people of Israel. It was grievous. That fear didn't bring grace, it scared them away. It did not succeed in changing the hearts of the people. Just the opposite happened. 40 days after what we read here, 40 days later, Moses went back up to Mount Sinai for the giving of the law. And the children of Israel made a golden calf. They worshiped it and said it was the God that brought them out of Egypt. Remember that story? Amazing. But you think of that, and then we get to verse number 22 in Hebrews chapter number 12. I love these next few words, but ye are come unto Mount Zion. Again, what a difference, what a contrast between Mount Sinai and Mount Zion. But ye are come. We are in a different place and a different relationship. And I wrote a few things down here. Again, I want to read the difference of what we just read about Mount Sinai. And let me read from verse number 22 to verse number 24 to look at the difference. But ye are coming to Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly in the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men who were made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than of Abel. I want you to know, first of all, that the law came from Sinai. But thank God, grace is coming from this Mount Zion. Another thing, Mount Sinai, I don't have these in my notes, was earthly. Mount Zion is heavenly. Talks about this new heavenly Jerusalem. It's heavenly. Mount Sinai was marked by fear, terror, and even death, where Mount Zion is a place of love and life. Mount Zion or Sinai spoke of earthly things. Mount Zion spoke of heavenly things. At Mount Sinai, only Moses was allowed to draw near to God. Remember, the priest couldn't, the people couldn't. Only Moses, and then one time Aaron could go up. Remember, I read that in Exodus. But at Mount Zion, an innumerable company and a general assembly is invited to draw near. You see that in verse number 23. When it says the general assembly and church of the firstborn, don't get confused about this church. We know what the word church means. It's that word ecclesia. It means that local visible assembly, and there will be a local visible assembly in heaven. It's when we're all gathered together. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. That's that general assembly, that church that talks about here of the firstborn, that assembly of God's people. Well, and I had a note here also of an innumerable company of angels. Now, how many is innumerable? You can't count them. You cannot count them. It's innumerable. Now, again, when we talk about angels, we put them in an angelic realm. That's a whole other Bible story. But there's different realms of offices, what I could say, of angelic beings. There's angels. There's seraph. There's cherub, which is singular. Cherubim, seraphim. The four beasts that we've been reading about, Daniel and all these different beings and created beings, they would be under that umbrella, if you will, of angels, and they're innumerable. And I mentioned here before a while back, I'm of the opinion that God has given us a guardian angel. It's just me. There's some verses that would point to that, the same time or place for that. But I think some people need more guardian angels than others. Okay? Anyway, there's an innumerable amount of company of angels. So we see that what a difference at Mount Sinai, only Moses could be there. But at Mount Zion, a host of people will be there.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.